I bow down to the Supreme Controller, whose form is composed of eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose earrings play and swing, and who is splendorously manifest in Gokul, but who is in fear of his mother Yashoda, and so he gets down from the wooden rice-grinding mortar and runs away. However, that gopi, Sri Yashoda, very much quickly chasing after him, finally catches him from the back. Crying again and again with very fearful eyes, rubbing those two eyes with his two lotus-like hands again and again, he is quickly breathing, sighing, and also trembling, while the pearl necklaces and other ornaments that are situated on his neck also slightly move, and that neck is marked with three lines just like a conchel. And so I offer my humble obeisances unto Lord Damodara, who has a rope around his belly, but actually he is bound only by devotion. Displaying his childhood pastimes, such as this Damodar Leela and others, in this way immersing his own family and all the other residents of Gokula in a pool of bliss by these pastimes. And to those desirous of knowing His Majesty, Damodar makes it known his quality of being conquered only by his loving devotees who are devoid of such Aishvarya Jnana. And so again with love and devotion, hundreds and hundreds of times I praise that Lord Damodar. O Lord, I do not pray for the boon of moksha, either as impersonal liberation, or even the highest pinnacle of liberation, entering the realm of Sri Vaikuntha Loka. And nor do I want anything else from you. Yes, I know you can bestow any boon. O Lord, may this divine bodily form of yours, as a young cowherder boy here in Vrindavan, may it ever be manifest in my heart. For what is the use of other things? O Lord, your lotus-like face, surrounded by curling locks of hair, which are very dark blue, soft and glossy, and tinted reddish, is kissed again and again by the gopi Sri Yashoda. Her lips are as red as the bimba fruit. And so in my heart, may all of this be manifest, because there is no need for me to request the attainment of millions of other boons which are simply useless. Be pleased, Deva, O Divine Lord. Be pleased, Damodar, whose belly is bound with a rope. Be pleased, Ananta, O Limitless Lord. Be pleased, Vishnu, O All-Pervading Lord. Be pleased, Prabhu, my Master. I bow down to you. But alas, I am immersed in a network of miseries while in this material ocean of repeated birth and death. So please accept me and rain down your merciful glance upon this very fallen and ignorant fool. O supremely independent Lord, please become perceptible to my eyes. While the two sons of Kuvera, named Nalakuvara and Manigriva, were delivered by you, whose divine form was bound with ropes to the grinding mortar, since they were cursed by Narada, your devotee, and they had to take birth as twin Arjuna trees, but they were liberated by you, and you also made them the recipients of devotional service. O Lord Damodar, please give unto me your own loving devotion. I do not have any enthusiasm for liberation. Obeisances unto you. Obeisances unto the rope around your waist. Obeisances unto your splendorous effulgent abode. Obeisances unto your splendorous belly, which is the shelter of the entire universe. Obeisances unto Sri Radhika, your most beloved. Obeisances unto your limitless sportive pastimes. Obeisances unto your transcendental nature. Obeisances unto you.